Language Watch, from climate change to abortion rights and gun violence. Do you ever really think about those words before repeating them? I think you might after listening to this week's show. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Educate. I'm Liz Collin. We're going to talk more about dissecting our leftist language and pushing back with the Chief Strategy Officer of Restoration of America, Dan Curry, coming up. Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get to that interview here in just a moment. But first, if you are new to the show, I want to welcome you into Educate, where each and every week we take a deep dive into education. We're also showing you ways to get involved, the conversations to take to your school boards or even to your friends, how best to get involved and approach things that all too often many people stay silent on, as our kids, it seems, pay the ultimate price for that silence. Here on Educate, we provide both criticism and positive solutions to problems. My name is Liz Collin. I'm a Minnesota-based journalist with Alpha News. Check us out, alphanews.org. I am a wife, a mom. Glad you could join me this week as we navigate all of this together, bringing you timely topics, informing you on the stories that perhaps do not make the nightly news each night. And there is a reason why many of these stories on the left, they just don't want you to see. So we expand our horizons here on Educate. We're doing just that again this week with Language Watch. Listen.
Abortion rights, gun violence, climate change, gender-affirming care, systemic racism. Don't let the language hide the horror.
Yeah, don't let the language hide the horror. It's a new campaign from Restoration America that I personally think is quite brilliant and very well done. You'll be seeing more of it, just a campaign that launched a few weeks ago. They say changing language doesn't change the act, and don't be brainwashed by propaganda. The left has successfully hijacked the language that dominates our cultural and political landscape, Restoration America says, and I think these videos point to just that. We're going to listen to two of their videos, and my guest coming up in the next segment is Dan Curry with Restoration of America to talk more about where this idea came from, what they do over there, their mission at Restoration of America, and all about this Language Watch. So with that, let's listen to two of those videos. First, it is gun violence. Next up, abortion rights. Take a listen.
Too many people have died at the hands of criminals using guns for evil. Instead of blaming and holding criminals responsible, some people blame the guns. They call it gun violence. A gun, a knife, or a baseball bat. None of these are inherently violent. They do nothing on their own. But violent people can use them as weapons. Gun violence, like the phrase assault weapons, is a made-up term. It's political. It diverts our attention from why the crime was committed to an inanimate object. If someone drowns another person, do we call it water violence? It's absurd. Too often, violent criminals use guns to kill. That's what we should be concerned about. So let's get the language right. It's violence by criminals using guns, not gun violence. Abortion rights. Before it was just abortion. And before that, it was terminating a pregnancy. And before that, murder. But murder doesn't have the same ring to it. So they swapped out their words, euphemisms, to make it more socially acceptable. And making it a right means no one can oppose it, right? But it's not a right. It's nowhere in the Constitution. The Supreme Court said no. Heck, even feminist Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said so. Changing language doesn't change the act. Don't be brainwashed by the propaganda.
How about that? Some easily digestible videos you can pass along on social media. Start conversation with your friends and family when they're falling for this language. But I think it's brilliant what the folks over at Restoration of America are doing with this brand new campaign that they've embarked on just a few weeks ago, releasing a video every 2 weeks by the looks of things here with different language that the left seems to promote. And Dan Curry, who is actually a former journalist himself, is going to be talking about, you know, the power of language and what to do to push back. If you haven't heard of Restoration of America, the Foundation for the Restoration of America, it's a nonprofit. dedicated to educating Americans that the principles of our nation's founding should continue to serve as the foundation for our future, and that we need to restore those principles in our government and society. Head on over to restorationofamerica.com for more information on this group, and you'll also find those videos very easily on the Restoration of America website as well, so you can pass them along. They are on social media. Check out Restoration of America on all of the social media platforms. They are easy to find. Language certainly playing a role in one of the biggest education stories making news this week about what has been going on at Columbia. This story from Fox News, but at Columbia University, some pretty dramatic moments. Protesters at Columbia they've spent days protesting against Israel's war with Hamas, forcing authorities to now arrest more than 100 of the agitators. And the school's president has shifted all classes to virtual learning. So if you haven't heard, they've actually shifted to online learning due to what's happened, citing safety concerns there. Columbia University president mostly closed the campus on Monday. They urged commuting students not to travel to the campus on Monday as well. In the statement, the president said she was deeply saddened by certain actions of the agitators who have formed an encampment on the campus, and they've riled students and faculty with anti-Jewish slogans and chants. Truly unbelievable what's been allowed to take place, it seems, with no consequences. And now telling students to just stay home. Those who have paid for an education at Columbia University but not being allowed on campus due to what these protesters have doubled down on. The statement this Fox News article says is the latest action from the school's administration amid the fiery protest in and around the New York City campus that began Wednesday. So this dates back more than a week now, as dozens of anti-Israel activists created an encampment on the main lawn of the campus. And then on Wednesday, again last week, dozens of protesters called on the university to divest itself from companies that have ties to Israel. These protesters then erected camping tents. They remained on the school grounds despite being instructed to leave. The pictures are quite something of this ongoing conflict right at Columbia University in New York City. The protesters then shouted anti-Semitic chants and slogans on Columbia's campus. That same day, the school's president, alongside co-chairs of the university's board of trustees, was testifying before Congress on, in fact, anti-Semitism on campus, an ongoing conversation. As so many of these Ivy League schools, it seems, are allowing this to take place day in, day out. The school acknowledged the tents violated the school's policies despite initially allowing them to remain. And then the statement went on to say the presence of tents on the South Lawn is a safety concern and a violation of university policies. A Columbia University spokesperson said to the student newspaper, "We're informing students that they're in violation of these policies, and for their own safety and the operation of the university, they need to leave." Strong words, but it doesn't seem like many of these students taking part in these so-called protests are listening at this point. And really quite terrible what students have been allowed to see and to hear during these chants. Some protesters have been removed, but they're going ahead and cheering on what took place in Israel on October 7th. "We are Hamas," one protester shouted. "Hamas, make us proud. Kill another soldier now," others chanted. Again, hard to believe that this is allowed in this country. This rhetoric has gone on as long as it has. And these students, many of whom are Jewish, they say they don't feel safe, and they are now converting to online learning at Columbia. Wanted to give you an update on that story, and we will be back with Language Watch. More on that. That's actually playing a role in all of this as well. From Restoration of America, Dan Curry is my guest. Stay tuned. The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Hi. Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Welcome back to Educate. I'm Liz Collin. Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer Dan Curry is my guest on the show this week, and we're talking about the language battle that people may not even realize that they are actually taking part in. Restoration of America is working to change that, and Dan Curry again joins me on the show this week. Dan, thank you so much for being on.
It's a pleasure.
I think this is great because you guys have been out there with this message now a few different weeks, I guess, and focusing on different words. Before we get into them, though, let's talk about this whole slogan, this whole message here. Why take on language? Where did this idea come from?
Well, we noticed, I'm an ex-journalist, and I know you're still a journalist, and I've been in the political world for a long time, and we noticed in the last couple of elections that the language being used in, particularly in political advertising, but also just in the regular media, day-to-day media, has gotten so slanted and propagandized that it was unlike anything we've seen before. It's always been tilted to the left as opposed to the right. But now what we saw in the last election is the left didn't really even have to debate the issues. All they did was hop from one propaganda phrase to another. And they use that as a kind of a deflection to avoid debating the issues, because they just basically called names and used these phrases. And the regular media, or whatever you want to call it, the mainstream media, the corporate media, allows them to get away with it. And therefore, they escape battling the issues. And you know, we feel like the conservative side that many or most of these issues were on the right side of most of the American people. But when you insert these phrases, or when the left is able to hide behind these propaganda phrases, they are able to hold their own just because they're hiding behind those phrases. So we thought, rather than attack the actual issue, let's attack the language that they're using and inform people what's going on here. A lot of people that are in the political world and journalism world kind of understand this, but I think a lot of casual listeners don't really understand to the extent that this is going on in our culture.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, when you put out a press release sort of announcing different aspects of this campaign, there's just a line here. Well, conservatives fight the policy battle on abortion, we forget there's also a language battle, and we're losing it. Too many on the right use the phrase abortion rights regularly, which only gives credence to the left's narrative that abortion is a right. We were able to play some clips in the first segment. Again, my guest here is Dan Curry this week, Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer. But just that, abortion rights. Many people, they've perhaps even grown up with the phrase, or it's sort of been the mantra for several years, and they don't even think about what they're actually saying. But let's start there, Dan. Explain that one and why that was something you wanted to go ahead and focus on.
Well, right. So abortion rights, the phrase indicates that there are abortion rights. And as we dissect in the video, there really aren't abortion rights. So therefore, they're starting with a premise that's not true. So in other words, they're slanting the game before we start the debate, they're trying to get the battlefield on their own terrain, a favorable terrain, and start with an advantage. It's like a baseball team starting three runs behind and going into the game and starting the game down three runs. And so we have to get rid of those slanted phrases and inform people that you can't, when the left throws this out there and the media repeats it, if you're on the conservative side, you have to understand the information warfare that's going on, and you have to call them out on it. When you're being interviewed or asked a question by your neighbor and they start throwing these phrases out, and you just have to ask them, why are you using that phrase? Why are you using climate change? Why are you using gender-affirming care? Why are you using these phrases? These phrases are loaded, and they're meant to deceive and not to be neutral. Our language should be neutral, and then we can debate the issues on the merits.
Absolutely. Again, my guest this week, Dan Curry from Restoration America, talking about these different phrases that they're focusing on in their language watch and discussing specifically abortion rights to begin with. You've pointed out here before it was just abortion. Before that, it was terminating a pregnancy. Before that, murder. So we obviously aren't using, you know, that word anymore. And then you guys go on to explain euphemisms to make it more socially acceptable, and making it a right means that no one can oppose it. I mean, pretty brilliant as far as that's concerned. But as you say, it's not a right. It's nowhere in the Constitution. The Supreme Court said no. Even feminist justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg also said no. So a lot of people don't even know the history or how this has all sort of come to be. But you're right. Having those conversations to challenge that language is critical and so important, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, as a journalist, I was a journalist way before you were probably a journalist. And we had, I was a print journalist, and we had this thing called, which I'm sure you're aware of, the AP style book.
Right.
Back in the day was relatively neutral. And that was a book that all journalists were supposed to refer to when they were throwing out phrases. You know, both sides are trying to throw out their propaganda phrases. And the AP style book was like the umpire and saying, no, we can't say this. This is loaded. We can't say this. This is loaded on the other side. And so the media actually used, for the most part, they used relatively neutral language. But now that's changed. The AP style, AP itself, and the actual style book, which we've obtained, has all kinds of loaded constructions now where they didn't used to do that. So it's kind of the whole thing with the media. A number of years ago, several years ago, they decided, okay, there's a battle going on, and we're going to be on one side of the battle. We're not going to be neutral anymore. And so that's a big part of this, because the media, if the left would just use these propaganda phrases and the media would not amplify them,
right,
then they wouldn't get any resonance. But the media does amplify them and, in fact, censors you if you don't use their phrases.
Absolutely. You fall right in line. No, this is such an enlightening conversation. We're going to continue it on the other side of this break. Again, talking to Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer Dan Curry here on Educate. A reminder, this show is brought to you by The New American. For more, visit thenewamerican.com. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Welcome back to Educate. This is Liz Collin, having a great conversation this week with Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer Dan Curry on Language Watch, which sounds very exciting. But I think it really is for so many people who don't perhaps realize how they are losing this fight and playing along, as you guys do such a great job of pointing out as well. We spoke about abortion rights, sort of that term. I know you have many others. Gun violence, I think, is the focus currently. But sort of picking away at this, you talked about gender affirming care, election denier, systemic racism. Of course, that's a popular one. But let's go there with gun violence, because this is something pushed constantly by the left. And as you've been talking about, Dan Curry, the media, instead of perhaps even pushing back or ignoring these terms, they fully embrace them, which then becomes a part of the regular lexicon that everybody seems to be using.
Right. And so they use the phrase gun violence to frame the crime as blaming the gun and not the person who pulled the trigger and all the things that led up to that. And so it's just a way. So you see it again and again. And as a journalist, I saw this for decades, where whenever there's a shooting in Chicago, the politicians come out and they don't blame the criminal, they blame the guns. And the guns are the problem. If we didn't have the guns, there would be no problems. And so it's a deflection of what is actually going on. I mean, when somebody drown somebody, we don't call it water violence. I mean, it's absurd, really, but it becomes part of the language because it's repeated again and again and again and again. And people don't even realize that they use this phrase and how big a deflection it is on what is actually going on. And so not only do we want to point this out, we want to point this out to the other side and to people who are not that political, but we also want to point it out to people on our side, conservatives, because they inadvertently use the same constructions themselves, because they become so ingrained and it's so automatic that they use the same phrases as well.
Yeah, you've said it's time we examine the words and phrases we've heard and stop using language that is dishonest, misleading, and weaponized by the left against conservatives, as you point out here. What is your advice then? Again, the Chief Strategy Officer Dan Curry with Restoration of America, where we're speaking on Language Watch this week. It's one thing to know about it. I know you guys have many videos there at restorationofamerica.com/languagewatch. Again, restorationofamerica.com/languagewatch. These are just little tidbits. I think they're about a minute or less that can easily be shared on social media and such. One thing, though, to know about it, Dan, another thing to do something about it. And talk about that. What is your advice there?
Well, we designed this in such a way that these are phrases that are not flash in the pan phrases, or things that have been used for some period of time, and it will probably be used for some period of time going forward. So we view these videos as reference material. So we're going to continue to put these out every couple weeks. And over time, we're going to have a library of these phrases. And what we're going to be very aggressive on social media, pointing out when people use these phrases, journalists, people on the left, people on the right, and we're going to educate them. And we're going to have this out there as a resource for people who are the victims or on the wrong side of being these phrases being used against them, being called a racist or being called an election denier or a book banner or somebody who doesn't believe in, quote, the science. And we're going to give them ammunition to fight back and to say, hey, wait a second, you just called me this, but that's not a fair phrase of what's going on here because X, Y, and Z. And so once you strip away, you know, these phrases from the left, again, then they're going to be forced to engage in the debate on the merits, not on the phrases as a disguise. And I'm sure, I just want to point out, I loved your work on the book and the documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis.
Thank you.
I thought it was superb. And I'm sure during the course of this, you ran into all kinds of narrative setting phrases along the way. I mean, it was a whole systemic, long-term, concentrated effort, but it was fueled by some phrases along the way as well. And you probably noticed that yourself.
Absolutely. And this is something that, you know, we definitely saw in Minneapolis that spread all across the country. But you're absolutely right. These really, you know, this was propaganda at its finest that started here, making this all about race, Black Lives Matter. Let's not forget, you know, just the mantra when it comes to that. And if you were someone to push back or question what they were saying, if you weren't lockstep in all of this, then you are called, you know, a racist or all kinds of other things, or they literally show up outside your workplace and outside your home. So you can't help but wonder if this isn't by design in some way. But I'm glad you brought that up, because absolutely the summer of 2020, those peaceful protests, you know, talk about propaganda. Sure. That's another phrase we kept hearing that summer.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the bigger picture here is we are really engaged in an information war. It's information warfare 24/7, because we engage on the internet largely, and it's all information warfare. It's subterfuge. It's false flags. It's propaganda phrases, it's outright lies, omissions, all these tools in the toolbox of, you know, our political opponents are using all these tools against us. And I think sometimes on the right, we're a little naive. We think that, hey, we're right on this issue, so we're going to prevail on it. But no, you're not going to prevail if they completely load the deck against you, and you can't win the game when it's that loaded against you. So we have to understand this at our core and fight back at every time they use these phrases and do all these other techniques. We have to call them on it every step of the way. Otherwise, these things get ingrained, and it's impossible to beat back.
Absolutely. So stay tuned again every couple of weeks for a different word. And you guys do make it very easy to digest and to share, as I said, on social media. That's where people are nowadays. That's where they are getting their news, obviously, from all these different platforms. And I think that's great to put it out there and then to go ahead and tag whoever, as you know, so people can see it, because it's used in headlines constantly. You can easily see it in all of these politicians and their sound bites that seem to be regurgitated and rehearsed. They're all on the same page. what right. You know, you have to wonder why. But we'd love to talk more with you after we come back here in just a moment. Need to take a quick commercial break. Again, speaking with Dan Curry. He's the Restoration of America Chief Strategy Officer. They do some great work over there. Look them up, restorationofamerica.com and restorationofamerica.com/languagewatch. Watch is what we are specifically speaking about this week. But you are listening to Educate, and this show is brought to you by The New American. For more, visit thenewamerican.com. Again, thenewamerican.com. We'll be right back. The New American magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. Now, for a limited time, The New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Hi, everyone. Liz Collin here again with Educate, and we are getting an education. I feel like that for sure this week with Dan Curry from Restoration of America speaking about Language Watch. We've gone over a couple. Gun violence has been one. Abortion rights. Let's delve into just a little bit here as we continue this conversation, Dan. Gender-affirming care. I just think this one is so in your face and so absolutely opposite, considering the science we know now that also seems to not be considered when people are using this term, gender-affirming care.
Yeah, this one's a tour de force by the left in terms of obfuscation. All three words are a distortion. Yeah. When you dissect in our video, which is upcoming in a couple weeks, we dissect all three of these words. Gender, you know, we used to call it sex or biological sex, male or female. And now we call it gender because gender is something wider and different. Affirming is affirming of an ideology, but it's not affirming to the child where these procedures are taking place. And care, you can call it care, but a lot of people would call it something a lot more dark and sinister. So you put all those together, gender-affirming care sounds kind of nice. It sure sounds a lot better than gender mutilation or various other phrases that could be used to describe this.
Yeah, and I always think that too, and it is amazing how it comes up on you know, even in Minnesota, this is constantly used on the floor of the legislature as it's tossed around, and I just think that the Republicans should be screaming back at them to stop even using these three words together, because you're so absolutely right. And this is also something we see in Minnesota quite a bit, that our governor, Democrat Tim Walz, who constantly says that we do not ban books in Minnesota to try to fire back at people who perhaps are, you know, worried about their middle school kids or elementary kids, for that matter, basically reading pornography in the school libraries. But this is the way that they've adopted this book banning phrase that we also hear again and again.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's our next one. That's coming out a week from today, actually. We actually had a call from somebody in Maryland, somebody interested in the school board race in Maryland, and the issue of book bans. You know, the left uses the phrase book bans. And somebody called us and was really interested in our Language Watch series and asked us if we could do a video on book bans. And we just happened to have already done a video on that. So that's coming out Monday. Yeah, you're exactly right. This is not, they cannot debate the issue of pornography to children, exposing pornography to children. We never allowed this in school libraries years ago. The kind of material that's in there is graphic pornography, and it never was allowed. Now it's in our school libraries, and they cannot debate that issue. So they call it book bans, which everybody is opposed to in general, book bans. So they just rephrased, you know, they just reframed the battleground again, and they called it something that everyone agrees that we don't really want to ban books for the most part, but we do want to ban pornography to our children in our schools, to our young children in their schools. And everybody can agree on that too, but they have, diverted attention from the real issue here. And we can't let them get away with it. Anybody who is debating this issue has to push back against that phrase and say what is actually happened, which is exposing young children to pornography in our schools.
Yeah. I just think that all parents, we're all on the same page when it comes to this. So don't fall for this one, especially. That seems just so obvious. There's also this your truth. You know, this is something I feel like this next generation is growing up. Speaking of even the summer of 2020, this is something that I heard a lot, conversations in my own newsroom. Well, there's your truth and then there's my truth. And I would always say, you know, there actually is just the truth. I don't know where this came from. Right. And I think that journalism has walked away from a lot of that at this point. But is that your thought also, that we've moved away? It's sort of this feelings over facts generation now?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And that's one trend that's going on. I mean, there's some of these other phrases we have coming up. One that I think is pretty comical, not comical, but it's so transparent, carbon pollution. We used to call it carbon dioxide. And it's a life-affirming, life-affirming thing is carbon dioxide. It sustains life. And so they couldn't call it carbon dioxide pollution because everybody would think they're crazy. So they call it carbon pollution. We don't even realize we're saying it. We're thinking carbon. Oh, carbon's kind of a dirty thing or something. But no, what they're talking about is carbon dioxide pollution. So it's a very transparent sleight of hand. And I don't even think a lot of people are making that connection. You know, they think that we're actually talking about soot or something, but we're actually talking about carbon dioxide, which sustains life on this planet.
Yeah, great points. And tell us again how people can find the work, Dan Curry with Restoration of America, and where to go just for more information, because there's so many great articles that you guys put out there, different studies and whatnot, and just overall the work you're doing.
Yeah, so Restoration of America is our main hub, restorationofamerica.com. And the Language Watch series is restorationofamerica.com/languagewatch. And we have a Rumble channel, YouTube channel, all kinds of other platforms that we're putting this information out on. And yeah, you'll see more and more of it. And when you see it and you like it, share it. And we want this stuff shared as widely as possible. And we want to engage the battle, this information warfare. We want to empower conservatives to fight back against what is a propaganda onslaught against them.
Yeah, so I do think that people have stayed silent far too long. They either fall for it, or perhaps they choose not to use the words themselves. But there is something more you can do. You can push back. You can question people, because I do believe hearts and minds can be changed. And many people, as you've pointed out, just sort of fall for it, don't question it, think it's just the accepted terminology nowadays without thinking twice. But what a great campaign, great idea you guys are doing there. I love all the work you guys stand for at Restoration of America. But thank you for joining me again, Dan Curry, my guest on Educate. Appreciate you being here, Dan.
It's my pleasure, Liz, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Great conversation on Language Watch. I know we were able in the first segment to focus on a couple of those words before we spoke to Dan, but I did want to, he was speaking about this with just this ongoing debate everyone seems to have on, they now call it climate change. So let's go ahead and listen again. This is climate change, one of these videos from Language Watch and Restoration of America.
First, it was global cooling. then global warming. Until it stopped warming. The push to control our economy needed a rebranding. And voila, climate change was born. A nonsensical phrase, to be sure. The climate is always changing. As logic, it fails. But as propaganda, it's brilliant. Warm, climate change. Cold, climate change. Wet, climate change. Dry, climate change. Try as you might, it can't be disproved or debated. But that's the point. Get it?
Sure makes sense, doesn't it? Climate change. I bet you'll never hear that word the same way again. What a great show we had this week on Educate. Appreciate everyone being here. We're back again next week. Leftist propaganda, endless pronouns, critical race theory, sexually explicit books, accessible to minors, and more. Our public education systems, it seems, is a complete mess. Well, that's why you should consider Freedom Project Academy. They've perfected online learning, offering live, on-demand, and homeschool courses for K-12. Freedom Project Academy was built on Judeo-Christian values and classical curriculum. Visit freedomforschool.com, that's freedom, F-O-R, school.com, to request your free information packet. Once again, freedomforschool.com, freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Delve into a world where tradition is the foundation and exploration knows no bounds. From politics and finance to foreign affairs, environment, culture, and technology, we bring you an unparalleled array of topics that matter most. For more, visit thenewamerican.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for The New American magazine. Not only because Alex Newman has joined us as somebody who is periodically hosting a show, but because New American Magazine represents an alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country is in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. Reading New American Magazine can keep you up to the minute on the issues that are challenging us as a people and on which that survival hangs. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.